The powerful and alarming surge in COVID-19 cases in India can largely be blamed on Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah. Because through their reckless messaging of massive rallies, unmasked rallies and the Kumbh Mela, they have inadvertently sent out the message to people that everything is normal. Well, when two powerful leaders of the country, the two people who are perhaps the most powerful people, not just as politicians, but in terms of governance, given that they head the central government, address massive rallies where nobody is wearing masks, where everybody is standing close to each other, where there are huge, huge crowds, and when they allow the Kumbh Mela to happen the way it is happening, what message the people of India, what message their voters get is that the COVID nightmare is a thing of the past. And that is perhaps what has led to the kind of surge we are seeing today. We all know this virus loves crowds, but this virus particularly loves crowds that throws caution to the winds, that does not care about wearing masks, that does not care about the virus itself. And that's exactly the kind of message these poll rallies are giving. Now, of course, you know, it is to be said that the opposition is equally to be blamed. Mamata Banerjee is holding massive rallies as well. The Congress is doing it too, so they have to share the blame as well. But when the two most powerful people who head the government do it, it's a different situation altogether, because the onus is on them to ensure that people follow COVID appropriate behavior, that people follow COVID protocol, and that the country is not in the middle of the kind of crisis it is seeing itself in right now. It's particularly alarming when a Prime Minister like Narendra Modi does this. It's actually unforgivable, because we know Narendra Modi's power of messaging. That's something he thrives on, and that's something he's very, very aware about. And when someone like that sends out such a wrong message, it's very dangerous. It can have far-reaching consequences. Look at the numbers right now. COVID numbers in India touching 13 lakh active cases. That's extremely scary. It's not business as usual. It's not business as usual for anybody. And it cannot be business as usual for politics. Now, we know elections have to be held on time. There are constitutional requirements there. But when they are being held in the middle of such a debilitating pandemic, which nobody is equipped to battle, then it's important that politicians send out the right message and behave in a way that the pandemic is on, and don't behave as if these are normal elections and these are normal times, because they are not. Look at some examples. In fact, if you just go through the Twitter timeline of Prime Minister Modi, you'll know what I'm talking about. He brazenly tweets saying, addressing a massive rally, addressing a huge rally. And in the videos and the visuals of the rallies, we can see barely a handful of people wearing masks. And we know how political rallies are, particularly which are addressed by popular leaders, how crowded they tend to get. This is exactly where the virus thrives. Now, when Narendra Modi does, can Amit Shah be far behind? Not at all. You go through the Twitter timeline of Home Minister Amit Shah and you'll see similar images, similar visuals. Yes, it's not just these leaders. Let's take a moment here to also put blame and onus on opposition leaders. Mamata Banerjee, my colleague in Kolkata, Madhuparna Das, tells me in earlier rallies, she used to be more conscientious about her mask. She was more diligent about it. Now she's thrown caution to the winds as well. In fact, Madhuparna also points out that earlier, while the Prime Minister would urge people to wear masks during his rallies, now it's all about politics. So all he does in rallies now is troll Mamata Banerjee with his Didi O Didi caustic comment, and does not at all talk about why people should be wearing masks. Rahul Gandhi, from the 14th of April, is kickstarting this massive rally, roadshow rally in West Bengal for the remaining phases of the election. So all politicians are equally responsible. These are the politicians the voters vote for, but these politicians tell us that all they care about is their politics, all they care about is the election, and not really the health or safety of the people they vote for. But this is particularly, as I said, jarring in the case of Narendra Modi, because his power of messaging is so strong. He is the Prime Minister that people listen to him. So when he said that demonetization is a good thing, despite the kind of hardship you may be going through, people believed him. I mean, you just have to see the subsequent elections to see the kind of response demonetization got, despite everybody realizing at some level that it was a problem. When Prime Minister asks people to light the hours or to clank utensils to do away with the gloom and doom of the pandemic, people again listen to him. this is a prime minister who has built his cult around being able to effectively communicate with people and to be able to make them listen to him. So whether it's his pitch around welfarism or his pitch around hyper-nationalism, Modi has been able to communicate the message that trickles down to the masses, which is what has given BJP the electoral fillip in recent years. And when such a prime minister addresses massive crowds and calls the environment electric, or proudly, brazenly tweets about these rallies saying, look how massive they were, look how huge they were, the message it sends out to the voters is that if the prime minister is okay, if the prime minister is not bothered and not worried, then why should we be worried? Because he is the Pradhan Sevak, and if he's happy about the way things are, clearly things are not bad. In fact, I'll give you a small example. When I was traveling through Assam, I was astounded by the complete lack of mass discipline during elections. People, in fact, there were under the impression that COVID was over, and I was very confused about why and how people could believe that so confidently. And my confusion was addressed soon enough when the health minister of the state, Himanta Biswa Sarma, in an interview said COVID was over, there was no need to wear masks. So obviously that message had trickled down. Now imagine the kind of impact Narendra Modi has. It's manifold, that of Himanta Biswa Sarma's. And when he does that, it sends out a different message. Now look at the Kumbh Melas, the images that have been coming from there are frightening. When there is this raging virus which thrives on crowds, which is striking us with a vengeance, surely a holy dip in the Ganga can wait. But of course, it does not suit the BJP's simplified, oversimplified, but glorified version of Hindutva politics to put an end to this madness. And there we are with the Kumbh Mela happening. The question isn't whether there is a surge in cases in poll-bound states. Now, that argument is fundamentally flawed. Even though West Bengal, as we've seen from the beginning of April to the 13th of April, has seen a fourfold increase in cases. So there is, it's happening in poll-bound states as well. But even if it isn't, it's a question of the larger message that is going out to the people. Narendra Modi and Amit Shah have come a long way in their political journeys, from ruling Gujarat to ruling the country in a way no other leader has. And I say that because I feel even Indira Gandhi perhaps did not rule the country as powerfully and with as much influence that Narendra Modi does. And voters may continue to vote for them. Their popularity may continue. But looking at the COVID surge, looking at what's happening in the country, looking at how over a billion people have been put at risk, this must weigh on the conscience of these two leaders for years to come. For more, you can log on to our website, theprint.in, to read my column, Politics.